Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 46 people were killed, 120 others wounded when bombs went through buses carrying Shiite visitors close to the Shaghour neighborhood. That's in Damascus, the capital of Syria. This Damascus resident said Syrian security forces arrived at the explosion soon after the first bombing happened. He said he was at home and suddenly people in his building ran out of their rooms to assist the victims and those injured. It was confirmed that the bomb targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in that area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines, both in Syria and neighboring Iraq. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence in Washington. Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident and identified him as a 26-year-old California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. The man arrested had no criminal record. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a boost halfway through his long term. Modi personally led his party's campaign, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was barred from landing in the Netherlands as opposition grows there to Turkish campaigning there and throughout the European Union. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until the year 2029. We get the story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
Ankara blames what it calls growing fascism in Europe and has cast the rift as an attempt by Europe to influence the outcome of the April 16th referendum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has appealed to voters in the state of Kentucky to support a battle in Congress to replace the nation's health care law, sometimes called Obamacare, with a bill being pushed by Republican Party leaders.
The truth is, ordering every American to buy health insurance, whether they wanted it or not, was never the right solution for health care in this country. So we're going to start out. We're going to repeal the mandates and taxes and penalties of Obamacare.
Demonstrators both for and against the Republicans' drive to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, signed into law by former President Barack Obama, turned out for Mr. Pence's appearances in Kentucky's largest city, Louisville. President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Republican Party leaders are facing opposition from both sides of the political spectrum as they try to promote their replacement for the health insurance law, which has been in operation since 2010. Son of boxing champion Muhammad Ali has been detained, questioned at the Washington's Reagan National Airport. A lawyer for Muhammad Ali Jr. speculates the detention was retaliation for his client's appearance before U.S. lawmakers. They wanted to know about a February detention of Ali Jr. and his mother that happened at a Florida airport. Officials repeatedly asked Ali about the origin of his name and whether he was a Muslim. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.